the guy on the internet says we should be searching our kids' room and that we have every right to do it. Here he is talking about it.
I'm Sergeant Brian Gunsully with the Orange County Sheriff's Department, and today I'm going to show you how to search your child's room.
Let's do this.
I mean, the truth is, they're living in your house, right? You do have the right. And a lot of people say that is good parenting, to know what's going on. Teenagers, they keep secrets. They get sneaky.
It's important to search your child's room every once in a while. Like, I would say about every 6 months.
I've never searched my daughter Hayden's room, ever.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Here's how you do it.
The first step is to remove the child, or the teenager in this case, from the room. You don't want them in the room because their protests may distract you from doing a thorough search.
Right. It's the same thing as jail.
Yeah.
You don't want to, you know what I mean? You gotta move them out into the hall.
Mm-hmm.
The way I would search this room is to split it into sections, and then the closet, and then this bed, and then probably anything that's on the floor.
Hayden's got a lot of stuff in her room. It's going to take a long time. I have to really allot a proper amount of time to go through all her stuffed animals and all the things that are all over the place.
They're counting on that, though, man.
Yeah.
They're counting on that.
All right, top to bottom, left to right, got it. What's next?
So what I recommend is to start searching from top to bottom and then left to right.
Yeah, I got that. All right.
So here I would start searching in this plant. And then go across to the right, and then we'll search into whatever containers that are here. I always want to look inside the containers and inspect things thoroughly.
What kid, you know, got a plant in the room?
I'm just amazed. And what do you hide in the plant?
What do you have in the plant?
Right.
Like in the dirt?
That's interesting.
Right. If your kid has a plant in their room, that's immediately a problem. If you didn't have put the plant there.
Right. If a plant just showed up one day, right. It brings some nice atmosphere, and it's great that they're keeping it alive if they are, but it's suspect.
Right.
Suspect.
Yeah.
When it comes to books, you just want to search through all the pages and just see if you see anything. Here we have a picture, it looks like, of a child with a gun to their head. So that's something that we want to talk about with a child.
Yeah.
You think so?
We want to remove that.
Right. I mean, we probably want to talk about why that's there.
What kind of nonsense is that for a photo that's in a book? It is good to check the books because remember I told you I had that hollowed out book with my brass knuckles in it.
It's true.
True story. True story.
If you notice anything that's unusual in the room, like this is toilet paper, that's kind of unusual. Ajax, I don't know why this would be in his room, so I would inspect that a little better.
Wait a minute.
Is he pooping in the plant?
What is he doing?
I hope he's not.
Why does he have Ajax toilet paper and a plant in his room?
Yeah, no, this is, you're right.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
we should be searching this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Journals are good to go through. As a parent, you have every right to search your child's room. There is no legal problem with that. So be sure to take advantage of that and search your child's room while they're under the age of 18.
He's like, until then, because then they could lawyer up.
Right.
He's like, definitely do it then.
If at any point your kid has Ajax, toilet paper, a book, and a plant in their room,
right,
you know you've got problems. Every container. Okay, first of all, we're going to put this video up on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven so you can watch it for yourself. It's got good information, but I was giggling the whole time because he found every drug known to man in this kid's room.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you have to demonstrate.
It's a plant, right? It's a video, right?
Every, like,
the worst kid ever.
Gatorade bottle he picked up was a front for something else.
It's like a meth lab.
Container. Yeah.
Happening in his bedroom.
My daughter Hayden is going to be 13 in a few months. I have never searched her room in my life. She's never given me a reason to, but now you heard this guy.
Yeah, it's
every 6 months. So I searched it last night. What did I find? It's coming up next. If you missed it a few minutes earlier, there's a viral video that's going around. It's a police officer who teaches you how to search your kid's room because they say you're supposed to be searching your children's room every 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, you want to know what's going on with your teenagers, mm-hmm. right? You have no idea. It's the same thing as looking in their phone or whatever it may be. But it requires a little bit of technique because people can be slick hiding stuff.
Absolutely. I've never searched my daughter Hayden's room ever. She's 12 going on 35. And I decided it was time to do it. So let's go.
Hayden, I need to search your room, so you have to leave.
Why?
Because I am a parent, and you are under 18, and I need to search your room to make sure you're not doing anything you're not supposed to do, and it's completely legal here in America, according to the guy on the internet.
Right.
Drugs.
I know, but I have to check to make sure there's nothing else here. Please leave your room.
I'm going to do this to you.
No, you're not going to search my room. Get out.
Well, I was like, then I was really annoyed. I was like, don't go in my room.
Right. Well, so now you're worried that she's going in your room while you're
my stuff.
Listen, whatever you have in your room, you're perfectly legal to have.
Right.
You're an adult.
I still don't want her in my underwear drawer.
Right. Right. Okay. Right. So what did you find?
All right. So the guy said separate into sections, left to right, top to bottom. So we'll start in her nightstand. Here's money. I think this is like birthday money. What else is in here? Some scrunchies. Oh, here's the Beats headphones that I got her for Christmas that she's never used.
Good.
And it looks all good here.
Yeah, and so far the nightstand was all right, except I was annoyed that I paid all the money for those headphones that she never wears.
Obvious place, though, so she's not going to put anything there.
Yeah, well, I continued.
All right, let me flip through her books. There's so many books. Just check one book. Nothing in the book. I mean, this room is a mess.
So you moved on from the books.
Bigger problem here.
It was going to take me like an hour to check all the books.
Just to check the books.
Right. And I was like, I don't have the time for
this. So you checked the first book on the left-hand side of the top shelf.
You know when you go to Cancun and they randomly select people to check? Like, check, you know, like they could pull you out of the line.
Yes.
That's what I did with the books. That's
right,
what
I
just picked like a couple of books randomly and I checked those and then I was like, all right, I can move on with my life.
Okay. Then what happened?
Oh, this happened.
Is this my Japanese headband? I've been looking for that. Oh, wait a minute. What's in here? I just found something called random crap. There's a perfectly good pair of socks in here. Why would she not use these socks? Oh, a ton of empty containers of M&Ms. How convenient. We'll put those aside to discuss what that's about. Sneaking candy and ants. That's the bigger problem here.
That's how you get ants.
It's 100% how you get ants.
No.
And I take it very seriously because I don't want ants in the bedroom.
No.
I don't like food upstairs. That's
Nobody
like a
wants
big
ants.
Thing. Yeah.
Nobody wants ants.
I just didn't have a garbage can and I put them in my drawer because I didn't want to go downstairs. And also I figured if I ever wanted to do like a craft with them, I can. But I was too lazy to bring them downstairs and I haven't touched those in like a year.
And why have you never used these socks?
You want them? You can have them.
I mean, she's deflecting.
Right.
Perfectly good socks that she just forgot that she had.
Right.
And all the time she complains that we don't have any good socks. But the most important part is going through the diary. But I couldn't find the diary, so I had to confront her head to head on it.
Excuse me, do you have a journal or a diary? If you do, according to the guy on the internet, you have to give it to me.
No, I don't like writing.
You love to write. You're an excellent writer. Where do you put your deepest, darkest secrets? I need to see.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I couldn't find it.
You couldn't find anything?
I couldn't find anything.
You need to go back and check the rest of the books.
All I did was this ended up in us in a fight because her room is such a mess, and I was so mad about it. Mm. That was kind of the end of the day. Yeah.
Well, see you in 6 months.
Yep.